Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Relation of the Mineral Salts of the Body to the Signs of the Zodiac by George W. Carey is an early alternative health and metaphysical work that links human physiology with astrology. The book presents the idea that the body depends on specific mineral salts for structural integrity, nerve function, digestion, and overall vitality, and that these mineral needs correspond to the 12 zodiac signs and their traditional anatomical associations. Carey, known for blending naturopathic thinking with esoteric frameworks, uses this zodiacal map as a teaching tool for understanding constitutional tendencies, recurring complaints, and lifestyle balance. Rather than approaching illness purely as a localized problem, the book frames symptoms as signals of deeper systemic disharmony involving nutrition, elimination, and mineral balance. Readers encounter a period style of health writing that emphasizes natural remedies, food-based support, and preventive habits, while also exploring the symbolic language of astrology as a guide to self-study. The result is a hybrid of mineral theory, body mapping, and spiritualized wellness guidance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a zodiac-based map of the body. A central theme is the attempt to organize human anatomy and health tendencies through the zodiac. The book follows the traditional astrological concept that each sign rules a region or function of the body, creating a head-to-toe map that is meant to help readers interpret recurring weaknesses and strengths. In this framework, health is not viewed as random, but as patterned, with each person expressing certain predispositions based on sign-based influences. Carey uses this map to connect symptoms with broader constitutional patterns, encouraging readers to look for relationships between where discomfort appears and what the sign is thought to govern. The value of this approach, even for skeptical readers, is that it provides a structured method for observing the body, tracking where issues cluster, noticing cyclical flare-ups, and connecting physical strain with lifestyle or emotional stress. The approach also reinforces the idea of preventive care by paying attention to early signs and by supporting the body system linked to an individual's dominant tendencies. While modern medicine does not recognize zodiac rulership as a diagnostic tool, the book positions it as a symbolic guide for self-awareness and habit correction, not as a substitute for professional evaluation. Secondly, mineral salts as the foundation of vital function. Another major topic is the claim that mineral salts are fundamental to maintaining the body and that disturbances in mineral balance contribute to many complaints. The book highlights minerals as building materials and functional regulators, emphasizing their role in bones, teeth, blood quality, nerve signaling, muscle tone, and digestion. Carey presents the notion that the body must receive and properly assimilate these salts, and that weakness, irritability, fatigue, and poor recovery can be interpreted as signs that the system is undersupplied or poorly absorbing what it needs. The discussion aligns with a classic natural health emphasis on nutrition and assimilation rather than simply suppressing symptoms. In this view, the right foods, better digestion, and improved elimination support the body in restoring balance. The mineral focus also serves as a bridge between the physical and the symbolic. Each mineral is treated as having a character and a bodily territory, which then becomes linked to a zodiac sign. Readers are encouraged to think in terms of foundational support, asking what the body is built from and how daily habits affect that supply. Even if the specific correspondences are not scientifically grounded, the broader message promotes attention to diet quality, digestive health, and the long-term consequences of nutritional neglect. Thirdly, signs, temperament, and health patterns. The book extends beyond anatomy to describe temperament, behavior, and typical life patterns as part of health. In the Carey style of holistic thinking, physical symptoms are intertwined with mental states and habitual reactions. So the zodiac becomes a vocabulary for explaining why certain people tend to overwork, worry, overindulge, or resist rest. These tendencies are then linked to bodily strain. Stress affects digestion, poor sleep affects recovery, and persistent tension affects nerves and circulation. By associating temperament with mineral needs, the book suggests that a person's dominant patterns may be reflected in what the body repeatedly demands. The practical implication is self-regulation. If someone recognizes a tendency toward extremes, they can use that awareness to adjust food, rest, movement, and daily rhythm before discomfort becomes chronic. The book encourages readers to observe themselves across time, noting how moods correlate with appetite, energy, and resilience. This approach can be read as an early form of lifestyle medicine filtered through metaphysical symbolism. Although it does not provide modern clinical models, it does promote a cause and effect mindset that values pattern recognition. For readers interested in astrology, the material also offers a way to integrate personality insights with health routines in a structured, memorable format. Fourthly, natural hygiene, diet, and the idea of internal cleanliness. Carry is associated with a strain of natural hygiene, thinking that treats the internal environment of the body as crucial to wellness. In that context, the book emphasizes habits that support digestion and elimination, arguing that the body struggles when waste is retained or when food is poorly chosen. Mineral salts are presented as part of this internal economy. Nutrients must be available, but they must also be processed effectively. The book therefore stresses practical lifestyle considerations such as food selection, moderation, and routines that keep the system moving. It frames discomfort as a message that the body is overloaded or under-supported and encourages corrective habits rather than quick fixes. Readers can interpret this topic as an attempt to provide a coherent health philosophy at a time when many alternative writers promoted food-based and nature-centered solutions. The Zodiac framework is used to personalize these ideas by suggesting that different constitutions may require different emphases, such as strengthening specific regions, guarding against certain excesses, or paying attention to particular warning signals. Modern readers may adapt the spirit of this section as a reminder to prioritize basics that often get overlooked: hydration, fiber, mineral-rich foods, sleep, and steady daily rhythm, while still relying on evidence-based care for diagnosis and treatment. Lastly, using correspondences as a self-study tool, a final important topic is the use of correspondences. The linking of minerals, body parts, and zodiac signs as a method for self-study and personal experimentation, the book encourages readers to treat the system as a guide for observation. Identify a sign-based area of sensitivity, consider what mineral support is thought to relate to it, and evaluate whether diet and habits are aligned with resilience. This is less about proving a mechanism, and more about building a disciplined practice of noticing patterns and making incremental adjustments. The correspondence model can also function as a mnemonic device. By attaching a mineral and a body region to a sign, the reader has a memorable way to recall wellness priorities and to keep a holistic view rather than focusing narrowly on one symptom. For those already interested in astrology, the framework provides a way to translate abstract archetypes into concrete daily actions like meal planning and recovery routines. For those primarily interested in nutrition, it offers a historical example of how earlier health writers tried to systematize diet and constitution. The caution for modern use is to keep it as reflective guidance, not as diagnosis, and to verify health concerns with qualified professionals. As a structured self-inquiry tool, the book invites readers to connect bodily awareness with lifestyle discipline. In conclusion, this book best suits readers who enjoy the crossroads of alternative health history, nutritional self-care, and astrological symbolism. Astrology enthusiasts will appreciate a system that makes bodily awareness more concrete, while holistic wellness readers may value the strong emphasis on foundational support through minerals, digestion, and daily habits. The key benefit is the shift from chasing isolated symptoms to looking for patterns across the whole person, how temperament, routine, food choices, and recurring weak points may interact. Even when the zodiac correspondences are taken as metaphor rather than fact, the method can encourage better self-observation, earlier course correction, and more consistent attention to basics like mineral-rich eating and recovery. Compared to many similar metaphysical health titles, this work stands out for its specific organizing principle, pairing a familiar zodiac structure with a physiological theme that is easy to apply in everyday reflection. It offers a compact framework readers can revisit, using it to track personal tendencies and to build preventive routines. Buyers looking for a modern clinical nutrition guide should look elsewhere. But those seeking an original, historically flavored synthesis of mineral theory and astrology will find it a distinctive addition to their library. If you would like to support George W. Carey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.